And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you, and you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Welcome back to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. That was the story of Christ's birth from the book of Luke, Luke 2. And what I've got for you is a four-parter leading up to Christmas. And it's all talking about the whole Christmas story. And for a lot of Christians, there's a lot about the Christmas story and the Christmas miracle of Christ that they don't know. So I'm going to break this down into four parts for you. And again, the first part's going to be Old Testament prophecies. I'm going to talk a lot about all of the things leading up to Christ that were foretold, were prophesied in the Old Testament. In our second episode, we're going to talk about two mothers, Elizabeth and Mary, and the miracle that led to the Immaculate Conception and also to the birth of John the Baptist as well. So that's going to be episode two. Then third is going to be the journey, Bethlehem and the birth of Jesus. We're going to talk about everything that was going on in and around there. And then fourth, it's going to be about those that found Jesus, those that were revealed to him, those that followed the star, so the shepherds and the magi. And so that's what we're going to cover. And it should be a great insight for you to get a bit more information on, as I say, the whole Christmas story. So my name's Ian Faith. I'm flying alone for this episode as Galen's very busy with his winery out in Pennsylvania. But he will join me for a couple of shows leading up to Christmas. But this is a special four-parter that I've actually been wanting to do for quite a while. So if you open your Bible and you can go all the way back to Genesis for the first scripture that talks about Christ's coming. And it's in Genesis 3:15. And so here we are in the garden, humanity's just setting its stage, and all of a sudden we've fallen. Eve's picked the apple, Adam's as guilty, and the serpent's tempting them. And God says to the serpent in Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And as scholars have looked at this passage, they believe that this is one of the first times that God's actually foretold the devil that basically Jesus is going to come and beat him. And it's the first telling that there is going to be somebody come of the lineage that's going to come and basically defeat the devil. So here you have it, like, you know, you've got this miraculous birth being foretold all the way back into the book of Genesis, but not only told of his birth, that as we read in Revelation, that one day the Messiah will come back and reign. And that's all there in 3:15. Then the next place where you see it covered is in the covenant with Abraham. You know, God promises a descendant who will bless all nations. And I think as Christians, we see Christmas as the global fulfillment of that promise. If you read in Genesis 12, now the Lord had said to Abraham, or Abram, as his name was listed in Genesis there, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So when you read through that, you know, what's God here saying to Abraham? He's laying out that Christ will come through his lineage. And for people who read the Old Testament and read that there's a lot of areas where they just list father, son, and down through the lineage, the reason is because it all points to Jesus Christ. So that's really important to understand that, and especially that last line, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You know, there he's talking about Christ coming through the line of Abraham. Then again, we see it further on with a promise to David. The Messiah will be a king whose throne endures forever. You know, emphasizing that Jesus, you know, is as the son of David. And that's what we see written in the gospel. If you read in Samuel 7, 12 through 16, when your days are filled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. Talking about the kingdom of God here on earth, Jesus Christ. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Again, talking here through the lineage of David, of Jesus Christ coming. And, you know, some people would look and say, how many of these are there in the Old Testament? Well, there's a lot. Especially if you read Isaiah, and there's, I think a lot of people will recognize these verses out of Isaiah. You know, Isaiah prophesies the virgin birth. If you look at Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. How amazing is that? You're talking somewhere close to 500 years before Christ coming. The prophecy is being made not just that Jesus is coming, but the fact that he will come through the Virgin Mary as well. And he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Then you look again in Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. If you think about when Christ was crucified, that was the government upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Again, everything that describes Lord Jesus Christ. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Talking about the eternity of heaven, of Jesus bringing us home and living with him forever in with the Father. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform. You know, you hear stories about when we die and Jesus tells us that we will face judgment. And there it is again, 500 years, not just talking about his birth, but talking about his death, talking about his resurrection, talking about his godliness. And it's, you know, so there's so many places where you can actually look back and say to yourself, my goodness, this was prophesied a long time before the Gospels were even written, and the Gospels even talked about it. You can even look in Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. You know, this is prophesying that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would come specifically out of Bethlehem. It's just amazing, again, how God reveals himself to people through the ages. You know, you've got all of these early prophecies that point us exactly to what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was born through the Virgin Mary. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem and lived, died, and rose again. You know, if you actually read in the Gospel in Matthew 1:22-23, it actually says, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. And there he again quotes Isaiah, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. You know, so Matthew's even pointing back and acknowledging that prophecy was there a long time ago. Luke also does it as well. In Luke 1:32-33, he says, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Again, you know, this echoes several of the prophecies and promises from the Old Testament, and you can see how the picture's painted out. When people say, you know, God is eternal, yesterday, today, and forever, God doesn't live in the time we do, when you see things like this, you can start to understand how God works in that way. That God, since the eternity, has kept his promises for us since the beginning of time, since giving the word to Moses in Genesis. He's stayed true. His promise has been eternal. So, you know, this is this first part of the story. Christmas and our celebration of Jesus' birth, the first recollection of it isn't just in the Gospels. It's prophesied before that. There's so much talk of it. And I think there's not even just the few I noted there. There's more within the Old Testament that prophesies of Jesus' coming. And again, when you look at the lineages, paint a picture that goes all the way from Adam, all the way through Abraham, through Jacob, through David, all the way to Jesus Christ. David, the whole story of David, which is out this Christmas, movies out this Christmas, should be a lot of fun. David was in Bethlehem. And it's amazing, again, that line falls not just through people, but through the city of David, because that's where David was. So It's a beautiful way to start off this understanding of the Christmas story. I'll do my best to put it forward for you. And episode two, we're going to look at the two mothers, the miracle of Elizabeth and Mary. So until next time, thanks for joining me on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. That's the story of the Old Testament and the prophecy of Jesus' coming, which gives us Christmas. Merry Christmas.